Public health professor Paula Tavro from the University of California at Los Angeles says that nurses in African clinics often don't have the time or the training to figure out what's wrong with patients who may be seriously ill or have a hard-to-identify condition.
Their inclination is to go for a quick decision. Fever, it's malaria, runny nose, pneumonia. I mean, just really quick decisions.
For example, in many places, Tavro says nurses were not picking up on the symptoms of HIV in children. So she worked with experts and local providers to create a simple notebook to help the nurses make more sophisticated clinical decisions. The provider goes through a list of pre-printed questions with the mother, asking about symptoms and checking off answers.
So they then ask them some other questions. They assess whether the child's oral thrush and so on. And if a child has several of these risk factors, then the mother's encouraged to take the child for an HIV test.
In the clinic where Tavro tested the booklets, she says nurses went from never encouraging mothers to bring their child for HIV testing to suggesting it 21% of the time. She also says nurses went from never asking mothers about their HIV status to asking about it 50% of the time. They also developed a laminated chart to keep on the examination table.
It just has all the treatments all together, put it right in front of you so that when you're writing your prescription, it's right there. You're looking down because providers don't want to seem like not knowledgeable in front of a patient. So if it's right there, they look good. They don't have to suffer any sort of embarrassment.
Tavro says the nurses did a better job at identifying children and mothers with HIV when they used the booklet and the treatment chart. She also says all of the nurses asked for more products to help improve their diagnostic skills. Tavro says the best thing of all is that these materials were low cost. She says this approach to expanding the diagnostic skills of nurses can be easily replicated across the continent. She recently presented her research at the annual meeting of the American Public Health Association last week.